Taylor DePoy and Kaylee Allen, welcome.
Hello.
Hello.
Now, you are two of the IPFW ambassadors of Love Your Melon. That's a great cause. Congratulations mm-hmm. on taking it up. Would you tell us what that cause is about?
Well, Love Your Melon is a company that sells hats and apparel. And for every item that they sell, a hat is given to a kid with cancer. So it was organized by two students at the University of Minnesota for an entrepreneur class. And then they kind of realized the awesomeness of it and mm-hmm. created this awesome organization that's just grown into a nationally known organization.
And Kaylee, this is how you had the good fortune of meeting Taylor as well as the rest of the wonderful organization. How did you get involved in this?
I was at a meeting for Make-A-Wish where I met Angelica, who is our crew captain. She's the one that actually brought Love Your Melon to IPFW. And she decided to talk to a few of us after about what exactly Love Your Melon is. And once she told us that we had a local chapter at IPFW, I applied to join. I was fortunate enough to be accepted into the crew, and it's just been really fun to get to impact the lives of kids who have cancer.
Now, crews nationwide, they all work out of educational institutions.
Yep.
So what do you do?
Bring awareness to the campus and to Fort Wayne in general, what Love Your Melon's all about and how they impact the little kids. So almost every week we post something in regards to what Love Your Melon's doing or what we're doing as a crew, and we've actually gotten really good responses with it.
And at this point in time, the whole organization is a couple of years old nationally, and then mm-hmm. most states are represented by now. So how do people react when you let them know all about your organization and how they can help?
People are super intrigued by what exactly we do. We just kind of have to explain to them what happens with the proceeds from the hats that they would purchase. So far, a lot of people have been incredibly excited to have the opportunity to support a foundation like Love Your Melon. And so a lot of people have been more than willing to purchase the apparel, knowing that it goes to such a good cause.
What makes that product so special?
It's all U.S. made. Everything from the yarn to the leather patch that's on the top. Also, 50% of the proceeds go to research, and then it also goes into creating a hat for a child with cancer.
This is they call them a beanie, a couple different models to choose from, your basic toboggan hat, your winter one hat fits all situations. I got to say, they're cute. You're telling me that they're very, very comfortable. And are they getting to a point where they are recognizable and being recognized, like when you guys are out and about?
Oh, yeah.
We've seen a lot of different people wearing them, even just around campus, other students that we're friends with. But to see complete strangers wearing them that aren't affiliated with IPFW in any way whatsoever has been really exciting.
Sure, it would be. You orchestrate events to make money for the hats. What other things do you get involved in where you're really out there doing the interaction and outreach with the kids that are suffering through this horrible situation?
Well, for us to be able to do that, we have to get a certain amount of credits. So for every hat that somebody buys, there's a place for you to be able to denote what university you're going to want to credit. We got past a certain level of credits, which is how we got to know our awesome little hero, Jet. And then once we get more credit, we'll be able to actually go into hospitals, visit the kids, present them with the hat, kind of build the relationship through there.
That's fantastic. And I do know that you just had a wonderful, wild and wonderful, I dare say, weekend with Jet. Mm-hmm. What did you guys do?
We went to an IPFW basketball game with him because he loves basketball. He got to be the ball boy, and he was down on the court with all the players, and he was smiling from ear to ear. He was having such a good time. It definitely felt good to give him a break from the world of treatments and everything that he has to go through. And even his parents, I think, too. It was a nice way for them to get out and about and see him having a really great time.
So it sounds like a wonderful time was had by all. We won the game.
We won the game.
In more ways than one, it sounds like.
Exactly.
Something like that. That is just grand. In your minds, how important is social media to furthering your cause?
It's huge. I mean, nowadays, that's kind of how you spread the word for things mm-hmm. is using different types of social media. We are on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. We promote the company in general every Monday. Just about, they'll have a release is what it's called. It's where they release new types of beanies, new colors, new designs. And it's first come, first serve products that got sold out. They'll bring them back. These releases are huge. They're promoting 20 different types of beanies almost every release.
That's true. And by the way, this is the way you sell your product.
Yep, all through online. Okay. So when we go and do certain events, we'll have maybe one or two laptops just kind of showing everybody what the product is, where the product's at. And then if they want to buy it right then and there, they can. Or we give them little business cards that has the website on there and kind of instructions on how to proceed with that.
Again, this is really one clever little well thought out business that was all devised as nonprofit of truly heroic proportions, I've got to say. What does it feel like to be part of this organization to you?
It's really rewarding, especially after our event with Jet. I think that's really good motivation for people to want to purchase hats, because seeing the impact that the fundraisers and things like that can have on kids is just phenomenal.
I just think it's cool seeing what other campus crews do and then also seeing what we do. I've seen some that have been there while the child's getting chemo, playing Scrabble. It's just kind of getting their mind off of the reality of things, like Kaylee said. And Jet, he had a great time. He got to talk to all the players, and the players really enjoyed him being there. We definitely brought awareness of the company to the players as well. We had little wristbands that he gave to some of his favorite players. And we actually just got word that they want more of those, just to spread the word and give them to friends and family of their own.
That is great. So yes, you've been involved during this very big, growing, nationally growing year. Has it surprised you that it is going this fast and wonderful?
Yeah, I think it's awesome. Every release that they have, products sell out within the first 5-6 minutes. So you have to be there right when it says, if it says 7 o'clock, you better be there at 6:55 refreshing your laptop, ready to, you know, get the products that you need.
That's great.
It's been really cool, even on Instagram, following my own friends from like high school that are at all these different colleges across the country and seeing that they're taking pictures of themselves with their friends and they're all wearing these beanies. So that's been really, really nice because it's just so widespread.
And it does take such an old-fashioned, wonderful community spirit and action and bring it so right smack dab in the 21st century, especially the fact that it's being run by young folks like yourself. Now, Kaylee, you're an education major, and you, Taylor, are a business major. Mm-hmm. So it seems like there's a wonderful fringe benefit that you are actually honing your own skills. Is that something that you think about?
I do. Every time that we meet different kids, or if we see kids with their Love Your Melon beanies, it definitely makes me think, you know, one day it could be one of my students that is being helped by Love Your Melon.
I just see, you know, how the company's flourishing. Everybody thinks you have to be in department stores to have a successful business, essentially. And this whole business is by students, and it's profiting every year more and more.
That's true. You've got the facts, the figures, and what all it takes to make it happen all in your control. What might the future hold for your crew and all of those that you serve?
Well, our crew's going to always be evolving. People are going to graduate. People are going to get busier with classes as they become higher up in the schooling. So I think it's going to be awesome seeing how fresh new ideas are going to be coming up. We hear all the time in our meetings different things that I would have never even thought of doing. And that's from a freshman. And then we have ideas that are coming from seniors who have been business majors or whatever it may be. So I think our crew is just going to keep blossoming and evolving as the time goes. And it's going to be pretty awesome to see how it goes.
I have to gather that as you graduate and go ahead and do your own ambassadorships in many things in your life, you can still always keep an active place for this one in your heart, but also right out there in your life if you so choose. Would you say so, Kaylee?
Right. We have a volunteer list for people that are maybe a little too busy to be part of our crew. So we have all these different people that we can contact if we have events or fundraisers that we need some extra help at, so you can always stay involved.
You women are making such important points, and a good one is life is usually way too full. What drives you and your crew to make time and room for this work?
Personally, I've seen family members that have struggled with cancer, and I just see how it eats up their life. And if I can just take an hour, 2 hours aside from my work week and just kind of give back to them, because they're so limited on things that they can do. Mm-hmm. If I could just do my small little part, it just makes me feel like I'm giving back to them, even though they're the real warriors in all of this.
It's always nice to see how happy it can make kids. So that's been a driving factor for me. But seeing people that I know with children who have cancer and seeing the pictures of their kids receiving their Love Your Melon hat has been a big push for me to join Love Your Melon. And just with how ugly the world can be these days, to do something that promotes positive change and makes people a lot happier, that would definitely be a big motivator for me.
Very fine ones and good for you all. So this concept is brilliant. It's fresh. It's very, very vibrant as well as effective. How cool is it to be a part of all that?
It's amazing. It is honestly amazing.
Beachless, actually. It's just awesome.
You don't need to talk much if you've got a hat like that. Exactly. That's certainly for sure. Why should everyone want to learn to love your melon?
You know, it's sad to say, but I think cancer is something that's growing in society. So just bringing awareness to something as simple as wearing a hat and, you know, $15, $20 is going towards cancer research. And then on top of that, the hat that you just bought, another hat is going to a kid with cancer, probably going through a rough time. And just the smile on their faces when you have 20-year-olds walking in with superhero costumes on and giving it to them and hanging out, it's just awesome.
The current goal of Love Your Melon, and that would be trickling all the way down from the national through the local teams, was to donate $1 million to pediatric cancer research and providing immediate support to the children and their families. That's a lot of hats and that's a lot of support. You think you can get it done?
Oh, yeah.
I think so.
Taylor DePoy and Kaylee Allen are Love Your Melon ambassadors here in Fort Wayne at IPFW. Taylor, Kaylee, thank you so much for taking time to join me today, and hats on to you and all of you ambassadors.
Thank you so much for having us.